what a difference a year makes.
Last year we tried to do something. We hired 24 civilian aircraft aerobatics. They did a great job. It's nothing like having the Blue Angels back.
Buck Lee, executive director of the Santa Rosa Island Authority, says the cancellation of most of the flight demonstration team's 2013 season now has many of their fans viewing them in a new light.
We never thought that the federal government would say, okay, Blue Angels, stand down, you're not going to fly because we have budget problems. So I think people are worried now. They may have taken it for granted in the past, but now they realize, our friends in the federal government could stop this completely. They're coming back. We're excited.
Lee says the weekend has been booked solid for the past 6 months, since roughly the time when the Pentagon announced that the Blue Angels would be funded for the entire 2014 performance schedule. And he adds they've also been busy during that time.
It takes about 6 or 7 months to prepare all this, to get all the forms in, to get the FAA, to get the waivers. Then we have the different sponsors that go to certain tents. Then we have vendors, media, parking. So it's a long process.
The first event is Breakfast with the Blues at 8 o'clock Wednesday morning. Lee says that includes an important flight alignment technique.
They do a circle and arrival type thing. They check what we call center point, which we'd have to have the 100-foot vessel in place in Casino Beach out in the Gulf. Come out here, make sure that the Coast Guard vessel has the correct latitude and longitude, then the Blues fly for the next hour or two.
Another practice session is set for 2 o'clock Thursday, then dress rehearsal at noon Friday, all leading up to the main event that kicks off at noon Saturday, with the Blues flying around 2 o'clock.
4th of July weekend, Blue Angels weekend, those are really the big money makers for businesses on the beach.
UWF economist Rick Harper says the air show is part of the big July economic picture for Northwest Florida.
If you look at Escambia County, for example, bed tax revenues and thus hotel room revenues run about 4 or 5 times as much as revenues in January. The tourism economy is enormously important, and July is really the month where hoteliers can sell that room night at full rate, and where they're also fully booked.
This is not just a 3-hour air show. If you come out here on Friday or Saturday, you plan on it being a full day, because it truly is. By the time you get out here, watch the air show, get back to the traffic.
Public Safety Director Bob West is among the officials expecting a record turnout, somewhere north of the estimated 150,000 of 2 years ago. He adds that while they're preparing, those planning to attend need to do the same.
When you leave your house, make sure your gas is full of fuel. There's only one gas station on the island, and obviously if you run out of gas, it kind of ruins it for everybody, not to mention the traffic problems you'll create. You want to bring lots of water and sunscreen. You know, dehydration and heat exhaustion are our two biggest problems.
Blue Angel fans will come by land and sea, but mostly land. Historically, the nearly 3,000 parking spaces on the island will be grabbed up pretty quickly, and traffic will back up across the Bay Bridge. Once the crush of people begins to fill up the island, West says they'll be monitoring the parking situation.
Park responsibly. That means you've got to be completely off the roadway so as to not constrict traffic flow, or unfortunately your vehicle will be towed. And the same for blocking any of our emergency accesses points or any of the areas where it's clearly marked no parking. And once again, we don't want to tow folks, but if we can't get the vehicles, emergency vehicles around the island as we need to, then we'll have no choice.
Executive Director Buck Lee says they've made some changes to the parking landscape for this particular show in anticipation of the record crowd.
Park West and Park East. Park East is a really large parking lot. We're going to have trolleys running to both of those. They're free from 7 in the morning until 6 at night. So if you get out here at 8 or 8:30 and there's no place to park either one of those parking lots, then we'll have free trolleys running back and forth.
Parking on the water will also be closely scrutinized. State Fish and Wildlife officers will be out looking for intoxicated and other unsafe boaters. And another part of the game plan includes every available lifeguard for the entire weekend, who Bob West says are to be obeyed, especially when it comes to the swim breaks.
Please, when you ask to get out of the water, get out of the water quickly. We want you to get in the water, we want you to have fun, cool off, have a great time out here on the beach, but we need you to leave the water, we need you to leave.
Be sure to wear shoes to protect the feet against the hot sand and take a beach umbrella or cabana for shade. Open alcohol drinks are not allowed in public parking lots and no glass containers on the beach. Dogs are allowed only in the 2 designated dog parks. That, of course, does not apply to service dogs. More information on the Blue Angels Air Show is available by calling the Santa Rosa Island Authority at 850-932-2257 or going online at blueangels.navy.mil/show. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.